their meeting stylings will bring you all to tears. Let me introduce the guys who host the show. One is big and beefy, and one is skin and bones. Who Cares Podcast? With Jackson and Mark. Who Cares Podcast? With Jackson and Mark.
He's fucking animal.
So what you're hearing, not what you just heard, not what you're hearing right now, is the theme song Too Filthy for the Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
Too Filthy for the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. And you are too filthy to get out in public because this is the second time that we tried to start the show. But the first time you coughed through the music. I mean, what the hell?
I can't help it.
Where do your manners come from?
I don't know.
Why am I so loud?
I don't know. You sound very loud.
Do I sound loud or am I just loud?
I mean, you sound loud. I can't tell.
Trying to put you on loud.
Yeah, bring me. I mean, I could be louder. Anyway, this is, again, stuff nobody wants to hear about.
Yeah. I can't even hear myself now.
I can hear you in my heart and soul.
I hear myself in my heart and soul, too.
This is a bad intro.
No, it's not. Is it? It is. Yeah, no, we can't do this. Yeah, it's awful.
68 into the
world, 70s. Well, you know what? I can forgive myself for the audio shortcomings because it's not a normal situation.
Well, it kind of is. I mean, we've been recording more and more from our own home studios, and you've been doing it tired more and more often, so this is becoming the norm.
I am very tired. But.
And a little high.
And
a little drunk.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not drunk.
It's pretty standard.
Well, I've been drinking all day, so I guess I might be drunk.
Is Morgan Freeman going to need to come back in here and explain your behavior?
No.
Jackson Barnes.
We will not have a situation like that again.
Jackson Barnes, drunk and high, is confused and tired about where he is.
No, I am not.
He
Although
doesn't
I do
know.
Have to wake up tomorrow morning at 3 o'clock, because we're about to get a fucking huge storm.
Yeah.
I hate it so much.
Is this supposed to be the last one?
I don't know. Who the fuck knows? It's gonna be a big one. It's supposed to be the biggest one.
Is it?
Which sucks.
Well, I mean, the last one was pretty big. It flooded most of the state.
Yeah, that's true.
And but it didn't really impede too much. At least here in the city, it didn't impede too much. It was like it's a nice day off, and then the next day was pretty.
Nice day off. Fuck you. I'm an essential personnel. I have to be at work.
I had a nice day off.
Essential personnel is what they call me. It makes me feel important.
I'm essential personnel tomorrow, so I'm going to be traveling in a snowstorm anyway. But we'll see how that works.
But you know
out.
What? Everything is sunshine and unicorns for me right
Everything
now.
Is absolutely so. Well, because I was saying, so you've got this week, if anybody's been paying attention, we got the attention of one of your favorite radio shows,
yes,
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Which is actually conflicting. I haven't been able to listen to it really much.
Why not?
Well, actually, I've been listening to him a lot. But I didn't listen to the episode that he talked about
very,
us a lot.
I'm very conflicted about listening to him.
Not listening to him, just listening to the episode where he shits on me.
Well, he did. I mean, it wasn't that...
Whoops.
To do the rebuttal on that, like, that episode, like, he was just got so pissy about it. Like, I actually kind of, like, as much as he talks a big game, I don't think he can handle the being insulted kind of thing. I don't think he has the thick skin he wants people to think he has.
No, he doesn't, and that's what's been the problem in his organization forever, because whenever somebody starts to get an attitude with him or, you know, starts to show some... chutzpah, if you will. He gets in a fight with them and fires them.
And it's just like, so we're playing this thing, you know, and if you haven't listened to the episode, go back and listen to our bonus episode, Stalking Bubba, the pilot
episode. You probably have listened to it because it's gotten a shitload of listens.
Yeah, woo! It's done pretty good by our standards, which still isn't very good, but still.
Wait, cowbell. You always must be silent for the cowbell.
I have a disease.
I got a fever.
And the only cure is more cowbell.
I might have a disease.
Yeah. I don't know if we want to talk about that.
I don't want to talk about it. It's yucky.
But yeah, so Bubba, though, I mean, you know, so he was upset because a lot of the jokes I made was about how, I mean, he was very much into you. Like, when we were listening to, like, when him talking about it, like, he was really into you.
Well, he knows talent when he sees it.
But he got upset when I'm, because I mean, you know, I'm making jokes. I mean, how insecure about your sexuality do you have to be to get that upset when somebody suggests that you might be gay for somebody? Like, that's not even necessarily insulting. You need to be more open-minded about it.
No, he's actually not. I mean, I'm not going to offend him anymore.
I mean, because I listened to it and I could tell when he when he just stopped playing. He got very upset about us making fun of him possibly being gay for you, and he got very upset about me constantly saying that we were giving him material because he needed it.
Yeah. He's like, you know? I'm not asking
for it. He really didn't like that either.
Yeah, no, he didn't like that at
all. And he was saying, it's like, no, you guys need to make more jokes about how I've had like 3 ex-wives, and it's like, what, we need to make fun of the fact that you've been able to get married 3 times and then fuck it up? Like, that's not really that much of an insult. That's almost like a compliment, because it's like, oh, look at you bringing in all the women. What would be an insult if we talk about how he apparently, according to the testimony in that trial, is like emotionally and possibly physically scarring these women by forcing them to engage in sexual activity they're not comfortable with. But
we're not going to get into that, because
they're using
him
for money anyway.
I like Bubba. And I discovered about this whole situation?
Yeah.
Man. Is these mics suck.
No, the mics don't suck. You just suck.
It's hard to do fucking bullshit, not real professional podcasts from not real professional studios. It's not easy. It's not easy being me.
It's not easy being green.
No, it's not. What was I? And you know what I discovered is that I don't like picking fights. I feel uncomfortable picking fights.
Well, see, that's the other thing, though, is you really weren't. Like, even in our first episode when we started, you tried valiantly.
Yeah.
But nobody shit talks like I do.
Is that my phone or your phone?
That was me.
Why don't you turn your ringer off, you asshole?
I didn't realize it was on. I had to turn it on for the burger guy.
What?
My wife is texting me to tell me that.
We don't have any cough buttons, Jackson.
Well, that was drug-induced coughing.
We don't have any cough buttons, Jackson. You can't be coughing into the radio microphone.
Drug-induced coughing is different.
That's you. That's what you sound like. My wife said she's not going to be around for our leprechaun bit because she's in bed. So, good night, honey.
Good night, honey. Good night, moon. Good night, cat.
I will say, like, you know, Bubba was so, like, big on, like, oh, I'm going to blow your minds. I'm going to invite these guys to do a show where they're making fun of me. And it's like, we do that on our show constantly. Not only do, like, I literally did, we did a whole episode where I just talked about how I shit myself in front of my nephews on the highway. I mean, we make fun of ourselves constantly. And in our show, in our social media calls, we invite people to come on and abuse us online, because it's a vain attempt in trying to get people to pay attention to us.
And it's funny. Making fun of people. I like when people make fun of me. It's funny.
Well, that was funny too, because we do the opening and they're making fun of us right up until I refer to you as a Bubba Mark and me as a fat dildo.
And then they start laughing.
And they thought it was hilarious, because that's what you do. You make fun of yourself and whatever. But we did the other thing he owes us for.
Is
the other thing Bubba owes us for is not just all the free content we gave him and not all the free stuff he gets to talk about us for like 2 days, 3 days. We also gave him free business consulting, because you laid down some powerful truths.
Yes, I did.
About
the
people he has working with him.
But he's not going to listen to them. That's the problem.
You didn't listen to the episode. He called Frank up on the phone because we were talking.
Oh, no, I know. I was on the phone.
But did you hear what he was
saying? Well, no, he hung up on me.
He really laid into him.
Oh,
like,
good.
Like, and that was, like, we pissed him off. We pissed him off, and then he kind of turned that on Frank.
I didn't want to get anybody in trouble, though, really.
He's not fired, because as I said before, Bubba doesn't want competent people, because then he'll have no excuse for why he sucks besides the fact that he sucks.
Yeah.
But.
Well, no, he doesn't suck. I listen to him every day, so he really doesn't suck.
Congratulations.
But anyway, so a very Bubba move that we pulled, and that's right, I'm going to get back to comparing us to Bubba. Is that we forgot last week that it was our 1 year anniversary. Literally last week, the day we recorded, was our 1 year anniversary, which is fucking ridiculous. Like we talked about talking about it before.
Yeah, we made a note about
before
it
before the episode,
and then right afterwards, we're like packing up, and I'm like, we never talked about the anniversary, and it was 1 year ago that I said to you, hey, let's do a podcast together.
Hey, get off your ass and let's do something.
Because I don't know if I talked about it on the first episode. I probably did. But, like, I had been chasing after you for, like, years since you started getting into radio. I'm like, do a podcast.
Yeah.
You should do a podcast. Because you always were talking
podcasts
about wanting to
do
your own show.
Podcasts are stupid, though, is what I think.
Well,
in thought.
it's not even, like, because I make jokes about how, like, radio is dead and podcasting in the future. And it's kind of true. But that doesn't mean that, like, podcasting isn't radio. It's just radio on a different, like, network, like on a different band, bandwidth, you know?
With more access, really.
Yeah, easier and with more access. And that's what the internet has done for everything. The internet has made it easier for people to be able to get their creative directly to their audiences and then let the... It's basically capitalism. It's you create a product, you put it out there, and then you let the market decide, based solely on what you've created, whether or not it's any good.
Can I tell you something great about the internet?
What?
Is meeting ladies.
Well, that's so back to what we mentioned earlier. So
I can't get her out of my fucking mind. So, I can't stop relating everything that you say to her. Well, it's so pathetic. It's so sad.
The second great thing that's had you walking on air. Are there songs about walking on air?
I've been walking on sunshine.
I keep going back to that Annie Lennox song, Walking on Broken Glass, but that's not the same thing.
No, that's awful. I'm walking on sunshine, bro.
Well, I keep wanting to say, like, walking on air. But it doesn't work.
No, it's walking on sunshine.
I know.
I'm walking on sunshine. Yeah. What? That song's awesome. I'm going to feel good. I'm not going to sing again. I was in this chair last time I was singing. It was a bad move. But yes, I can't. I met a lady on the internet.
Met a lady on the internet
who lives 2 miles away from me.
And they've hit it off.
We've hit it off quite splendidly.
Well, for your end, I mean, I'm sure she doesn't care.
Don't you? I will fucking murder you because I'm in that stage where I'm just paranoid about everything, and I just want to not fuck things up. But it's going very, very good, and she's wonderful.
Well, she keeps talking to you.
She does keep talking to me.
That is a good sign, I have to say.
That is a plus.
Generally, when women put effort into not talking to you, that's when you know that they're not really into it.
Yeah, that's a bummer. But she's fucking awesome, and I'm very happy. And it's only been, like, not even a week. But, hey, if that's a good sign. That's cool.
You just turn the music down all the way.
That's because it's an ad. Oh, okay. We're not going to give Bluetooth out for Bluetooth out for free. Even though I just said it twice.
Did, yeah.
But anyway. You know what Bluetooth was named after? It's a Viking king. Harald.
Yeah, you
Bluetooth.
Said that to me, and I didn't believe you.
That symbol, excuse me, and that symbol, the Bluetooth symbol, is his initials merged together in old Viking writing. What's it called?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. It's on stones. You would know.
Like
Come
runes,
on.
You mean?
Yes.
Nordic runes?
Yes.
Nordic
see?
Runes.
I told you knew.
It's written on stones.
This is an awesome song.
Yes. But yeah, so I was saying, like, you know, your week has been full of magical things.
My week has been very magical.
A new lady, attention from a fat man down south. And meanwhile, the most exciting thing that's happened to me this week was finding out that the South Park game's coming to the Nintendo Switch next month. So that's where I am.
I wish I had my soundboard right now.
Gay!
You know who that is? I just found out recently because I saw a clip of it.
Yes.
It's the Asian fella from Parks and Recreation.
Oh, I've never watched that show.
I didn't either. I just saw a commercial with it.
It's a good story. Let's talk more about
Well, you know the Asian fella, Dr. Ken.
Yeah.
And the guy from...
he's in Hangover.
Hangover, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so one thing I want to get off before we move too far away from Bubba is throwing out there that you had tried to go on to get him to let you show up Frank and produce for a day, right?
Yeah, but then his resident redneck on the show, Gene Lasker, shot an air gun and broke something and got Bubba real pissed, and so he just hung up.
That's another thing, because I would imagine, and I don't listen to Bubba, but I would imagine on a normal day, if he did that, then it would probably be a kind of like, you asshole, and then we laugh it off and move on.
Yeah, no, but he was just fed up at that point.
Well, he was fed up, but guess who set that up?
Us.
Yes.
Yeah, no, we definitely brought the heat.
We brought some painful truths. But I'm going to say, because you would try to do this and it fell through, so I'm going to have Jackson send this over to Florida again. I dare you to let Jackson come on and produce an episode of your show.
Oh, wait, no.
Or what is
well,
it?
That would be cool. But
not produce the episode of the show, but produce some, what, like promotional material?
Yeah, what Frank does is he programs BubbaArmyRadio.com, which is the internet radio station. So instead of bullshit, you know, the fucking local oil company, local gas company doing commercials, it's, you know.
Do you like oil? Yeah. Do you like oil all over you? Well, get Ken's oil.
It's not broadcast radio. It's fucking internet radio, you know, with commercials.
So basically, what we want to do is we dare Bubba to let you do Frank's job for a day.
Or something to that extent.
Whatever. Just enough time to see whether or not he's better.
Yeah. Which I am. And I can do all their jobs, actually. Well, 25 is fucking awesome. And Rob Gargiulo, I think he does a good job so far.
Gargiulo.
They make songs and run around. It's funny as shit. But, yeah. I mean, It's just, you know, there's shitty radio guys everywhere, and I guess it's probably good.
There's more of them at Bubba's show.
Yeah. But hey, man, I don't know. He's got me listening every day, so.
Yeah. That's the challenge, Bubba. Let Jackson do Frank's job for a day.
Yeah, but I wouldn't even want to, like, dude, he's getting sued. I mean, he's going in court, in federal court, like, next week, and, like, I mean, his whole fucking organization is very on the verge of falling off a cliff.
I'm not even saying you should take the job. I would say don't take the job, but make him want you more than he already does. Make him see that there are better things, and he can't have them because he's made bad choices.
You're making this sound like a real weird situation now.
I do that. Anyway, where are we going next? Where's our exciting journey going next?
Where is our exciting journey going next? I don't know. I'm happy.
And that's rare for you.
That's not rare. I'm very happy. I'm a happy
You're generally content guy. You're generally, like, relaxed and laid back, and you're like, yeah, yes, things are pretty cool. But, like, you've been actively, like, happy, like...
Like, fucking dancing off the walls and shit, like... I can't believe... Like, it's just, I don't know, I'm very, it's wonderful.
It's absolutely wonderful.
I'm happy as shit. And, like, this morning I got a text from her that said, thank you for a lovely weekend, because we hung out for the weekend.
Yeah.
She introduced me to her best friend and her best friend's little kids. I was fucking...
You hang out with kids, that
I was wrestling
the
with
shit
kids.
Out of me.
I was wrestling with them, I was fucking playing, like, I was fucking flying them in the air and fucking playing little Batman games and playing, Pie Face and goddamn all these fucking games.
Now, frankly, I'm surprised you can lift children.
I was lifting them good, too.
I'm surprised your arms didn't
Thank
fall.
God they're tiny. Like, they're not, neither of them are fat. Oh, man. They were so fun to hang out with. But, what was I going to say? But, yeah, no, it's because I can relate to children. So it's good. It's good that I can impress a chick in front of them.
Well, I would figure you would be jealous of children because they have the lifestyle that you want.
Well, I kind of do live that lifestyle. I laugh. Excuse me. I laugh at fraud jokes and broke jokes.
As we've just
every
seen.
Day.
But I'm happy that you're happy, Jackson. It fills me with joy.
Yeah, I like it. I'm digging. And she, I'm giving myself up here. But she said, send her a copy of this episode, so she's gonna be very. Hopefully, she'll be very pleased.
Well, as I just said, if she wants a copy of this or any other episodes, and anybody else who wants to play this episode or any other episodes, go to iTunes or go to Google Play Music and subscribe today.
I will not make my beautiful new lady work. I will.
It's
give
actually
it,
easier.
I will hand deliver it to her.
You know, because I'll tell you, I sent an episode I wanted Anne-Marie to listen to via Dropbox, which is what we use to share these back and forth, and. It was more work for her to try to get the app and log in and get download the thing and play it than it would have been if she had just waited till the episode went up and, you know, whatever.
I don't know if I feel comfortable sending her this quality episode. Look at this fucking... Look at all what's peeking here.
You've said it before, and it turns out generally good. I think it'll be fine. I think it'll be fine. And there's more episodes you can listen to. But
there's more episodes.
We're already late. We were supposed to put out one last week. I didn't want the Bubba Stock and Bubba one to be an actual, like, episode. I wanted it to be on top
episode.
Of something else, but...
Hey, listen to this.
I love this song, by the way.
Are you gonna love it anymore?
I would sing to this version, and it would sound even better. Did they do the whole song, or?
No, it's just 1 minute.
That's so fucking great, man.
That was excellent.
Did I send you that?
Yeah. You sent me the one where you can spit out the bone.
Yeah.
Four horses.
Ha 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 ha
This is so fucking funny. Still sounds good, though.
Yeah, who's this guy? Lars von Retriever. Fucking, I commend you, my friend.
Well, it sounds like his name's a play on Lars von Trier, the filmographer.
Very good. Very intelligent. Man. I had no idea. I know. I figured it was a play on Lars Ulrich.
Could be too. I don't know. I think it's Lars von Trier, though. So, switching tacks from you being happy, because I don't want to talk about that anymore.
I like being happy.
So, let's so move on to...
Beautiful. What a smile. God damn it.
You hear that? Listen to that. Full of magic. Right. But let's do some tech insider talk now.
On the
Who Cares podcast.
I'm not
I keep
very techy.
To call it the name of my other podcast. I don't know why they keep slipping out.
I think will I jump to do, across.
I think
this
it's time
large,
I do another episode of that show.
I'll jump across this large table and tackle you.
See
how I said large table gives you the illusion that we're in a huge room.
Yes, just not.
No,
I'm a huge man in a small room.
I can touch your leg right now.
Yeah, don't do that. So anyway, so I was reading last week a news article, and I discovered something. So Apple, the company that makes iPhones and all that.
The company that makes those tasty red morsels you find in the store.
They've been starting to steadily piss me off ever since Steve Jobs passed away.
Tasty red morsels.
Yes.
That was a good joke.
Yes, it was. Because they keep making bad choices, as you've experienced, because you got the new iPhone. Which iPhone do you have? Is it the 7?
The iPhone 10? X.
The iPhone 10. So
10.
He's got the 10, and it doesn't have the
fucking headphone jack.
It's
just fucking stupid,
it's
man.
It's such an impediment to everything that you do. And the screen looks great, but, you know, at what cost, Jackson?
At what cost?
So the thing I was reading about recently, so you know how they have the iCloud.
iCloud,
and
yes.
You can pay money for the iCloud.
Yeah, which nobody does. Well, does anybody? Actually, I don't know.
I don't know of anybody who does. I know I don't.
I mean, they're a billion-dollar company, so maybe somebody does.
Yeah, well, I'm sure people do. But here's the thing, and this is what I learned about the iCloud. It's just so fucking shitty. Do you know what they use to store, like what their iCloud servers are?
Google.
It's Google and Microsoft. They use Google and Microsoft Cloud as their cloud.
Well, yeah, but that kind of it almost evens things out, though, because do you remember? I don't know if you saw this, but when they were revealing one of the new Microsoft tablets or operating systems, the guy was showing a tutorial on using Microsoft Edge, and it kept crashing and kept crashing and kept crashing, and he finally goes, "Hold on, downloaded Google Chrome, fucking opened it up and did it, and boom." So I mean, you know, maybe it's equalizer.
Well, see, that's transparency there, because it's like, okay, I'm going to show you how something, I'm going to demonstrate our software, and then our software fucking fails, and nobody uses Edge, nobody will ever use Edge, because it's just a fancier version of Internet Explorer, and nobody ever uses Internet Explorer.
It's so bad.
This is, you're paying for a cloud service that's actually using other people's cloud service. So what exactly are you paying Apple for? I both am amused and hate you because I can tell that you just lost interest in what I was saying.
I just wanted to break up the monotony with some laughs. Go ahead.
But
some
no, but tell me.
Pun not intended, but stumbled upon. I left stumbled upon. Yes!
I hope your lady breaks up with you.
I will kick you in the nuts.
All right. Well, I guess that didn't have the effect that I wanted it to have. I'm sorry.
No, that was cool. We got it.
Don't try to make me feel better about it.
All right. Fuck
this. This is why you are bad at stalking Bubba. Okay, because you're too much of a people pleaser.
I'm such a savage.
You want people to like
softy.
You too bad, too much. That was an opportunity for you to dump on me, and you chose not to.
I chose not to.
And I would never give you the same benefit.
I'm a softy. What can I say? I wouldn't be able to shoot an elephant. Why would you want to shoot an elephant? They don't even run fast. It's like shooting a
barn.
Actually,
they can run pretty fast.
Not that fast, though.
You can gallop pretty fast.
But they're pretty fucking huge, though. It's not that hard to shoot it.
No, but they have shiny teeth.
And
I think, what did Trump just do? He made
the
embargo. Or
he lifted the ban on bringing in elephant tusks,
ivory.
Yes. It's so bad.
It is bad.
I don't
let's
like
just,
it.
Let's just keep killing. So his administration has made it so that you can shoot bears while they're sleeping. Cubs too. You can buy elephant teeth to use as decoration. And they're making it so that companies can dump poison into lakes because it's easier.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me sad.
That's a good note to end the show on, you asshole. What, all right, let's talk about something funny. What the hell?
Let us talk about something funny.
All right, well, let's do a quick conversation then about a thought I was having when I was listening to the whole back and forth between us and the Bubba Show.
Okay.
About podcasting. I know that I shit on you a lot for radio being a dying industry, but I really think that podcasting has allowed for the creation of radio shows that would probably never exist otherwise.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like my favorite show, Last Podcast on the Left, is a podcast where they talk about, it's a comedy podcast where they talk about horrible murders and the occult. They just wrapped up a two episode series on Casey Anthony, that woman who killed her daughter a couple of years ago.
Allegedly.
Yes.
Yeah. She got off.
You know, and that show where would that show ever work? Besides being up on the internet for free.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I mean, podcasting is like the, you know, it's going to be the future at some point.
You know, it is the future. I mean, look at like Mark Maron, for example. I mean, you know, his podcast is amazing. It's like a 2-hour interview where he really gets in deep. Like, it's not a normal question and answer kind of thing. Like, he really gets in deep with people that he talks to. I remember listening to, I want to say it was Julia Louis-Dreyfus was on an episode like a year ago or something. And she told a story about how something to do with like her teeth when she was a kid and how she did something with her teeth to try to make herself look older. And she was like, after she told the story, she's like, I've never told anybody that story before. I don't know why I just told it to you. And it's like,
I love it when people say that because it means that you did your job well.
Yeah. And so like, you know, his show does that all the time. And I think that's amazing because where would he ever been able to do that show? You know, not on normal radio.
Well, didn't he try it at one point? Yeah, he did try
no,
it.
No, he's done a lot of radio, but nothing like the WTF podcast. Like, it was never interviews like that. It was always your standard comedian hosting a radio show, shock jock type stuff, you know, where he'd get like a bunch of douchebags and they would just crack jokes about whatever, basically what we do, but without music. But yeah, and then on the other hand, like, my wife listens to a lot of podcasts, unfortunately, when we're trying to go to sleep, and some of them are so bad, like the quality of the guy's voice and the quality of the recording, Jackson, would send you into a blind rage.
I probably wouldn't. I would have to not listen to it. I would have to.
I gotta play some of them for you someday, so you can tell, be the judge. But some of them are just I can't even listen to them because they just sound so terrible. But anyway, so I think that's why I think podcasting is magical, because it allows for great stuff and also a lot of crap. People being able to make crap is good too, like what we're doing.
The reason I named the song Megadeth is because I thought it reminded me of Megadeth.
You thought it reminded you of Megadeth.
It did a little bit. And then
you said you thought it reminded you
of
Megadeth.
It did, yeah. But and then it became something else. I don't know.
No. But did it remind you of Megadeth or did it not remind you of Megadeth?
I thought it did.
Did you think that it reminds you of Megadeth, which means you're unsure of whether or not it reminds you of Megadeth?
Well, I'm unsure of everything I write because it's very,
but
it's very, you know,
but
that's a very delicate.
But
thing.
that's not a factual statement. That's
whatever,
that's
man.
Opinion. That's,
stop it. Shush.
To you, does this sound like Megadeth?
Shame. Why can't I shame you? I'm trying to shame you.
Shame.
There we go.
Shame, 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 shame on you.
I hate you.
You suck. You suck. Howard Stern rules.
Yes, he does.
All right, well, play your little ditty.
Boo this man!
I just said to play your song, and you booed me, so.
Well, you said it after I hit the button.
We need to get that Boo Earns line from The Simpsons.
I was saying Boo Earns, yeah. Hey, so what's the social media? You have it written down.
Well, do you want me to do it over the music, or do you want me to do it
over the
music?
Oh, yeah, we can do that, because there's no vocals. Yeah, this is a new song.
All right, so while we're listening to this music, let's have some social media plugs. Once again, follow the show on Facebook and Twitter at WCWJM Podcast. That's WCWJM Podcast. And then follow Jackson at Jackson WCLX. That's Jackson WCLX. And you can follow me at Mars85, that's M-A-R-Z 85.